So reading through the program, you did a lot of work on the outside here
yes.
to prepare for this day.
Yes.
So in the big picture of all of that, what went on to bring this congregation to this day of celebration?
Well, Warren has kind of been the spearhead of a church-on-church committee and kind of just starting at one point and just thinking through the whole process of everything we needed. So, you know, from signs, something very simple to that, to kind of slow the traffic down, to having some officers here. But the big planning of, you know, the food and all of that, Harold Long did, you know, amazing things there by donating that. And the women of the church, you know, we had lots of committees to kind of get this going. So, yeah, it's been a big process to get it completed. About a year and a half in process, but
and you did out
well
front.
Worth it. Yeah, I did that a couple years ago. I had wanted to do, we had some old evergreens, and in the front of the stairway there were evergreen bushes, and they were kind of starting to push into to the side of the building and everything. So we decided we were going to pull all of that out. And when they did that, I had gone to the church board and asked if I could put in a flower bed. I like to put in flower beds. And you know, when you have so many at your house, you just got to go somewhere else, I guess, to start making them. And so I just thought it would be really nice to do that. And a lot of the flowers are donated and split from my family. We have lots of flower beds. But anytime that someone has passed away, we try to put something in there. And we also opened it to the congregation. Anybody that has a special flower they like, I want to put it in there, that kind of stuff. So we have a couple people that have recently passed away, Harry Kimberly and Jean Janes, and their flowers are in the flower garden. And then the bench, I did that last year. That kind of took me forever to do, but we really wanted to add to it and have it kind of as a serenity garden kind of a thing. And so I put the serenity prayer. I would burn that on the bench and then sealed the bench and then put the bench in there. And that was actually made by my brother and my nephew. And they donated that to me so that I could go on ahead and finish it. So, but just a lot of fun out there. I like to work in the garden. It helps me think.
Now, what makes this congregation unique in your eyes?
Well, I have gone to this church forever. I was born and raised in this church. I got married in this church actually 17 years ago yesterday. And it comes together as a community. If someone's not feeling good, everybody knows about it and they make sure that they feel better in whatever aspect that is. 3 years ago, we had a little girl that got in a car accident on Highway 65. My good friends' kids, she could have been any one of our children that had that accident. She had a severe head injury, and the church came together. It was, if you ever want to see a miracle in this church, that happened. And it was amazing. And we put on a huge fundraiser. And the people of this church did what they did here today. All came together, they helped, we served food, we donated, we got items, we put a whole, you know, fundraiser together. We had the jump houses, which is kind of why we wanted to have something for kids. They are so supportive of children in the church. They love having the kids. They love everything that they do in the church. I could ask for anything for the kids and they would just figure out how to make it happen. So just a real community and people care. I mean, the calling trees and that kind of stuff, everybody is just participates in all of it. So
as you've described it, you've seen a lot of some of the history of this church.
Yes.
All right. So, and today we're celebrating 125.
Yes.
But the next year's 126 and so on down the line. As you look past today, do you have some hopes and dreams for what this community might be like?
The one thing that I feel has been kind of funny today is some of us younger people in the congregation have said, well, in 25 years you'll be 65, which means you get to go up and be the person that gets to do the offering or whatever. So we've been kind of chuckling. So we have high hopes that the church will stay around. I think that we have a good base in the church, and I think that, you know, we've been trying to get new members and new people to come in. We have lots of new families that have just recently come in. We went to having maybe 3 to 5 kids in Sunday school to at most 17 now. That's a huge increase in a couple years. So that's been wonderful for us to see is it growing and trying to get new families in and that kind of stuff. And and jumping in and helping do whatever. I mean, not feeling like they're not part of the church and can't help. So I think that a lot of people have just jumped in, and some of the older people are trying to hand some things down to some of us younger people, and it's kind of nice to, you know, see that exchange and try to work together. So when we have events or even the start up of Sunday school, they really want the young kids to intermix with the older, you know, people. We had a couple games a couple years ago where we had to work together and do a swamp walk like thing, and you know, that we had a group of like five older men that all got together and they're like, we're gonna beat these kids, you know, and had a blast. So I mean, it's been really good in that way. I mean, I think we try to intermix all the different people and everything that's going on, so which is good.
Great.